Matt stared back at him, disconcerted at the thoughts that were beginning to form at the back of his mind.
I see.
You are beginning to, Venture agreed, which is good. A good start. Now, I have work to do, so I'll leave you to it. Help yourself to anything you want. He hesitated, then added, You're very welcome here. Did I tell you that?
Thank you.
As I said, you're welcome. He turned to go.
Excuse me, Matt called quickly. The password?
Venture paused in the doorway.
Password?
Oh. A computer would never work it out. But you will. Remember what Jane told you. Then he was gone, leaving Matt looking at the empty password field on the screen and the realization that he had not mentioned his dad. Though he didn't know what he should have said or what Venture might have been able to tell him. Matt did his best to push his irritation from his mind and concentrated on solving the more immediate puzzle. Aunt Jane had told him the password was a secret. He knew she had. So how could he ever work it out? He looked round the room for clues, a book title perhaps. But which one? There had to be 1,000 books just in this one small room. Venture had told him to hear Aunt Jane's words in his head. Was it something to do with the way she'd said it, her inflection? But Venture wasn't there, so how could he even know? The password for the computer is a secret, he heard her say in his memory. But there was something wrong with it. It didn't sound quite right, because, he realized, that wasn't what she had said. What she'd actually said was, the password for the computer is secret. Matt typed secret into the entry field, and the computer came to life. There was an email from Alex saying he'd tried ringing Matt and just got his mum's answer phone saying she was away. Matt didn't have a mobile since they weren't allowed them at school, so he couldn't remember Aunt Jane's number. So he emailed Alex's address as best he knew it and told him the number would follow and that he'd check his email. After surfing the web a bit and playing an online game called Udder Worlds, where you had to herd cows into a milking shed before aliens kidnapped them and sent them on missions to other planets, Matt was getting bored. He logged off the computer and went back through to the main library, surprised to find how overcast it had got. Where pale light had streamed through the windows round the top of the dome despite the rain, there was now the gunmetal grey of gathering storm clouds. Incongruously, Matt saw the library was lit by candles. A large candelabrum with half a dozen candles stood in the middle of the round table, casting flickering light that was reflected back off the tabletop.